Very happy to welcome to the show now Kirk Cousins, quarterback from Michigan State and on the North team here at the Senior Bowl, Mobile, Alabama. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. It's a pleasure. So this week is obviously a whole bunch of teams wanting to know a whole lot about you. And this is very you talk about imposing, or you talk about really trying to prod and figure out what you're all about. How good are you about that? I know you came here knowing that was going to happen, but now that the reality is here, what's it been like?
Well, this whole process is about teams saying, why shouldn't we draft you? And so they're going to focus on the negatives. They're going to focus on what you can't do. They're going to focus on your limitations. And you're here to talk about what you can do and what you're capable of and how you can help them. And so it's coming at it from two different perspectives when you interview and you meet with people, and that can be somewhat frustrating. But overall, like you said, we were prepared for this, knew what we were going through, and we want to be here. We're excited to be here. It gives us a great head start on the entire draft process to do these interviews with teams and to be out here practicing. And ultimately, there's a lot of dollars on the table, and the draft is a big thing, and they need to do their homework, and they need to know as much as they possibly can about these players so they can make an educated decision on draft day.
Are they pushing your buttons? I mean, are they really trying to get you a little riled up in some of these sessions where purposely they'll go into the negative things just to see how you're going to react?
Well, every team's focus right now is different, and being that I play the position of quarterback, a team who's going to take an in-depth look at all the quarterbacks are probably going to spend more time with myself and the other quarterbacks here this week than a team that's not going to take as in-depth of a look. So some teams it's just a questionnaire, other teams it's peppering you with questions, but when it does get tough, sometimes they're just asking you questions simply to see how fast you can think on your feet, and your answer may not even be as important as how quickly and how eloquently you can provide an answer and how clearly you can think. And so they're looking at it at all different angles, and I try not to analyze it too much. I just try to be conversational, and I feel like my ability to converse and my ability to discuss the subject matter will be sufficient enough.
Can you give me a typical example? You don't have to mention the team, but a typical type of question that just stands out in your mind that you were asked this week that along those lines?
Well, they'll ask you to review your career and talk about maybe a favorite play or a favorite game or a tough opponent or a game that didn't go your way and explain why. And they'll also ask you going forward, you know, are you ready for the NFL? Do you think you could handle starting early on? Are you prepared to deal with and lead a veteran who's difficult? I mean, they want to ask you tough questions, and there is no perfect answer for those kinds of things, especially from someone like ourselves as players who are looking from the outside in at the NFL, and we can't really comment from an educated perspective because we haven't been there yet. But I think more importantly, they're just looking to see how we respond with our attitude and with our confidence in each answer.
Probably quarterback more so than any position. I think it would be true for more than one position, but quarterback especially, when you're working on in an offense that isn't yours. This is the Minnesota Vikings offense because they're the team that's coaching you, and they're giving you the taste of the professional style offense that they use, but you have to learn terminology. You have to learn kind of all their concepts and such, and I know they don't probably give you the full compliment because for the short amount of time you're working, that wouldn't make a lot of sense, but it's still different from the comfort zone, I'm guessing, at Michigan State. So for you, who wants to show your best every time you're out there, what's that challenge like?
Well, picking up the offense isn't as difficult as learning the terminology, the wording, the verbiage, the cadence. Those things are difficult, and then also the center quarterback exchange. Things as simple as that are difficult because you're rotating centers, and not only are you rotating centers, but each center is someone you've gotten snaps with for a total of 2 days. So
yeah.
It'd be tough if you were working with one guy all week, let alone three or four. So simple things like that become a challenge, and those haven't been a challenge at Michigan State for a long time. But as far as the plays, the reads, you know, reads are pretty common across the board, and they're reads that I've had to make many times in the past. It's just a different word attached to it and maybe a different way of getting to it. So for the most part, practice felt very similar to college, but there are the fact that it's just a group of guys who haven't been playing together very long, and it makes it tough to develop chemistry.
Kirk Cousins, Michigan State quarterback, joining us. He's on the North team here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So in terms of what you set out to do when you're out there, and teams have a feel for what you're about. Obviously, they've been scouting you all your career, but especially your senior season, and know kind of the, as you say, the limitations or the good and bad points. You are, I'm sure, pretty aware of parts of your game that you want to answer questions and identify as maybe putting doubts to rest. One of the things I'd heard relative to your arm, you know, how strong is it, or how well can he throw the deep ball? And one of the first things that jumped out at me about you is how much oomph you were putting into your throws, and that the ball looked to me like this guy can throw it and throw it pretty far. Is that something conscious that you've been doing in these practices?
Well, if anything, I need to back off, because if people are questioning my arm strength, then I'm going to desire to show them that I can throw it hard, and I'm going to overthrow and muscle it too much. And so I'm probably guilty of having done that already these few practices, and I need to make sure that I just complete the passes and don't need to throw it any harder than is necessary for a completion. But certainly I think I have the arm strength. I think I've showed that on plenty of throws over the past 2 days. That's why I'm here, to be able to display things like that. I have nothing to hide. I believe my abilities are good enough to make it in the NFL, and not just to make it, but to have success. And so I'm willing to show anyone who wants to see what I have to bring to the table. And I think footwork is something I'm working on, and my accuracy, I believe, is very strong. So I think the things that I need to work on, such as footwork, are things that can be fixed. Mm-hmm. And arm strength and accuracy are things that you kind of have or you don't. And I'm fortunate to have those, I believe. And it's just a matter of developing the other things that I believe that are capable, that I'm capable of developing and coming along with.
And as these NFL representatives, team representatives are watching, you know, they want to see how you respond to the coaching you get. So from this Viking staff, what are some of the areas maybe that the technical, mechanical things that they've addressed that you've maybe picked up on and found helpful?
Well, they've talked to me about just having a louder cadence under center, just being more vocal, having it be even louder. And, you know, at Michigan State, I was told to have a loud cadence, but settled in when I felt like it was loud enough. And according to the Vikings coaches, that's not quite loud enough, and that's fine. I'm going to then speak up and be even louder. I can always be louder, so I'm going to keep doing that until they say that's acceptable. And little things like that they're going to coach you up on. And even in a week where you're trying to pick up a new offense, it's a new environment, you can still focus on improving those things. And certainly to have the experience of an NFL coaching staff coaching me is going to help me going forward through this whole process and then into next season.
And trying to develop, has it come fairly quickly, the importance of developing some timing rhythm with the receivers? Are you getting them? I know you're working at an accelerated pace, like you're cramming for a test a little bit. Is that coming together for you as well?
Well, it is. It'll take time, and it's not going to be perfect. And each receiver runs routes differently, and it's tough in a week to even spend the time to say, here's how I want you to run the route, because you only have a week. And so sometimes you just got to make the adjustment and say, I'm going to let him run the route the way he needs to, and I just need to be aware of what he's going to do and sure. react accordingly. But the chemistry's not going to be perfect. You'll probably see some things on Saturday at the game that just aren't quite ironed out, and that's understandable from my perspective. But overall, we want to be as sharp as we can, and really the practices are more important than the games.
You know, of course, the quarterbacks who are getting so much of the attention coming into this draft, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin, as underclassmen. So from the standpoint of you as a senior, do you sort of look at it as, okay, they're getting the headlines, they're getting a lot of the attention, but I can work my way up, that you don't see that as any kind of impossible task to necessarily put yourself in a very similar conversation, or what? How do you view that challenge when you already know the hype is centered around especially two guys, if not one guy in particular, but probably two at this point?
Well, I've been in that situation before, and I wasn't a hyped guy coming out of high school. There were other people who had carried with them much more attention and fanfare in the recruiting process, and I had to come in as a two-star recruit and prove my way at Michigan State and essentially beat out the four- and five-star recruits. And here I am again trying to do much of the same thing, and I'm not going to take away anything from any of the quarterbacks who are here or the underclassmen. They're being thought of highly for a reason, because they're very good. I just believe that I belong in the discussion, and wherever I go, I go. And I'm excited for an opportunity, and I just want to go get in the right situation and have the chance to be successful.
Kirk, great stuff. I wish you all the luck, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, thank you.
Kirk Cousins, quarterback for Michigan State, North quarterback here at the Senior Bowl All-Star Game in Mobile, Alabama, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.